This is JIS News. Coming up, logistics hub to spur growth for MSMEs. Petrocaribe makes first clinker payment and Jamaica's bobsled team on its way to the Winter Olympics. The details after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government's decision to embark on the Global Logistics Hub initiative at this time is based on global trends and developments. The Prime Minister says ports are evolving from being simply gateways to international trade to becoming an integral element in global supply chain and logistics industries. And with the expansion and modernization of the Panama Canal, additional maritime traffic will be rerouted through the Caribbean by 2015. The country already plays a significant role in the movement of international cargo by capitalizing on its central location at the intersection of one of the busiest international trade routes. However, the Prime Minister says an excellent location is no longer sufficient to allow Jamaica to effectively compete as a leading transshipment hub.
The Logistics Hub Initiative is aimed at clustering global logistics firms along with their suppliers in specially designated industrial complexes or special economic zones. The idea is that goods produced in these zones will be transported to global markets using Jamaica's transportation infrastructure, in this case, our ports and airports.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking Tuesday at a Logistics Hub symposium staged by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce. In the meantime, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, will benefit from the Logistics Hub initiative. He says the hub will provide huge demand for all types of services which Jamaican companies can provide.
There will be numerous opportunities for support services to companies and persons working in and around the special economic zones, at the airports and ports, logistics parks and industrial parks.
Minister Hilton was speaking at a Logistics Hub symposium staged by the Industry Ministry and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce Tuesday. Some $170 million has been transferred to the Caribbean Cement Company for the payment of clinker supplied to Venezuela. The provision was facilitated under the trade compensation mechanism of the Petrocaribe Agreement between both countries, which started in December. The agreement will last until April this year.
It is significant because it is the first occasion when we have utilized the provision in the Petrocaribe Agreement for payment to be made by way of supply of commodities to Venezuela and thereby reduce our debt obligations under the Petrocaribe Agreement.
Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips speaking at the handing over ceremony Tuesday. Under the arrangement, Carib Cement will supply approximately 20 tons of clinker per month for 4 months to cement manufacturing facilities in Venezuela. And the way has been cleared for the Jamaican bobsled team to compete at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia next month. This as the Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, announced that it will provide the financial assistance needed to cover the 5-member team's travel expenses. The JOA and the Sochi Organizing Committee will fund the team's local expenses, including transportation and accommodations. The chef de mission is scheduled to arrive in Sochi February 3, and the team will arrive on February 4. The bobsled team consists of driver Winston Watts, brakeman Marvin Dixon, reserve member Wayne Blackwood, coach Thomas Samuel, and chef de mission Nelson Christian Stokes. The bobsled team last competed in the Winter Olympic Games in Salt Lake City in 2002. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.